Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you so much for stopping by the Wind Speaker Radio Network.
Thank you.
So the second annual Okama Awards all set to go Saturday, November 18th, 11:30 until 1:30 in the City Room in City Hall.
Yes.
It's going to be very exciting. I just want to get a little bit about the history of the awards, because this is something you've had kind of brewing in your brain for quite a while, and it finally came to fruition last year.
Yes, it's been like 13 years, maybe even more, that this idea came to fruition, and it's been a dream since, I was actually at ceremony with my brother horsekeeper, Rod Ward, and he asked what I had done the night before, and I shared with him that I had gone to the Squay Awards, and he said, "That's great. Like, you know, like, I love that they have these things for our women, but, you know, we don't have anything for our men." And I agreed with him. I was like, yeah, there isn't anything out there, really. Not in Alberta. I mean, we have the Inspire Awards that are, you know, a national awards, and it's a mixture of both men and women, but nothing specific. And so I just, he knew, planting that seed, that because I'm a visionary, that I would act upon it. So here we are. I have like this amazing committee, and our elders, they've just been guiding us. Like, they're beautiful individuals who have the same goal and motivation like I do.
Just looking at the list of some of the previous winners, I'm recognizing some names like Lance Cardinal, Sterling John, Dr. James Makokas, Bill LeBlanc. Maybe you can explain a little bit about the nomination process.
Well, that was last year, because of time restraints, the committee actually did the nominating for the recipients last year. And then this year we created our website, and we had one page that was for to nominate a recipient, an individual. And so there's like a drop down and all of that stuff where the nominator can go in and pick which ward they want to nominate their person for, and then supplying support letters and things like that. So that's kind of the process that we do. And then we have a matriarch selection committee, which is a group of our matriarchs and elders, female elders from across the province, that we've selected to help with that. And so we actually white out the names so that there's no bias or that kind of thing.
Yeah,
and
somebody might know somebody, or somebody might have said, hey, you know, give that guy some love, or give that guy some, I gotcha, yeah.
Yeah, so that's kind of like how we do that. So then it's really completely strictly based on what they're doing, what they've done, their accomplishments, their successes, like how they're giving back, like all that beautiful stuff.
So maybe you could share a story about last year, because I know you heard some wonderful speeches, you had some amazing moments. Is there a quick story you can share?
So actually we had Wilton, Dr. Wilton Littlechild, who we had nominated as our Lifetime Journey recipient, and he that day was actually coming back from Winnipeg, and he said, I'm going to be there. Don't worry, I will be there. I'm going to come and I'm going to get my award. And so he said, wait till the last, I'll be the last recipient. And we said, okay. So we were literally just getting through the second last recipient, and he came off the elevators, and we're like, oh my gosh, he's here. He did make it. Oh my gosh. And so it was so awesome. And like his message, you know, his presence, like it was just so beautiful way to end that event. And it was just amazing. So we were so honored that he accepted the award.
I'm a firm believer that things happen for a reason. And that obviously happened for a reason. He was meant to be there. Yeah. And meant to be there on time, and then to say some amazing stuff that just warmed everybody's hearts, I would think.
Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome. So how many different categories are there?
Well, we have the 7 teaching awards, which is primarily like for the sung and the unsung. And that's how Lewis Cardinal explained it. So like in every type of community, we have our leaders, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, even our the population, you know, the people that go into our brothers and sisters, like even the ones that are homeless, in our brothers and sisters that are, you know, in our institutions, things like that. Like there's always people that have gifts, and they have this piece of them. And so these awards are really strictly like about their characteristics, about each what each 7 teaching represents. So humility, love, courage, those things. And so we wanted to ensure that the recipients are people that, you know, could be that guy that says good morning to everybody, you know, when he's sitting outside of Boyle Street Community Center, right? Like just people that are somehow making a positive difference in somebody else's life.
No matter where they're from, no matter what they're going through, somebody's got something to offer.
Exactly. Oh, and then we have our I guess you would call them regular categories. So we have, you know, public safety. We have knowledge seeker, which is somebody who maybe wants to continue their education. It could be a student, it could be anything like that. I mean, we have our human rights and advocacy, we have the Lifetime Journey Award, and we also have a special award. It's the Mike Gladue Award, and it's in honor of my late brother who, you know, he had gone through the systems, and unfortunately within our communities, a lot of us have been through some type of system. We've been a statistic, what have you. And so this is really for those men that, you know, they might have had, you know, a hard life, a rough life, but they've come through it and they've gone through that storm, but they've also, you know, done a 360, and now they're giving back. Now they're doing, they're growing, they're healing, they're doing all those beautiful things.
And don't you love to see that too? When somebody's gone through something and they realize what they've gone through and they think, you know what, this is my way of giving back because I've been there before.
Yeah.
That amazes me. That I don't know where that comes from inside of someone, but to see that, it just warms my heart.
Exactly.
So the awards go Saturday, November 18th, 11:30 until 1:30. I'm guessing you're inviting anybody and everybody to come on down and watch.
Exactly. It's a free event. It's in a public space, so it's free and all are welcome.
It's in the City Room at City Hall in Edmonton, and online you can go to okimaw.org. That's okimaw.org. Thank you so much for popping by, Janice. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.